What is up, everyone? Here we are talking about what's in theaters this weekend. My name is Eric Davis. I am a contributing editor here at Fandango, and joining me is Sean O'Connell, who's a contributor here at Fandango as well. Sean, Oz the Great and Powerful. I mean, that's it, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It feels like it's been slotted into the quote-unquote Alice in Wonderland spot, where Disney opened up a really big fantasy fairy tale 3D movie. I believe it's going to be an IMAX too. I think families have sort of been starving for something to go to. Jack the Giant Slayer opened, you know, to okay numbers last week. Not great, but the buzz on that was a little bit moderate, and that it was probably a little bit too scary for young ones. So I think that parents and families have circled this one, and they're all ready to head back over the rainbow and go to Oz and see what Sam Raimi has cooked up for us.
I agree. I think this is our first $1 billion at the box office movie in 2013. I think it's going to make $1 billion. I don't know exactly when it will reach that, but I think it will. I think it's going to open big. I'm excited to hear that the 3D is very good in it. So right. If you're always hesitant on 3D, but you like to see the movies where the 3D is done right, then here is a movie where the 3D is done right, so you can see it in 3D. It's a familiar story. I think the popularity of the Broadway show Wicked, which sort of deals with kind of similar aspects in terms of the witches and their story,
right.
I think the popularity of that will also help this film at the box office. It's going to open big, maybe 70, 80 million, they're saying.
Right. Well, it just has a great cast, too. I mean, and they've been everywhere. I've seen Michelle Williams, James Franco, Mila Kunis got a great, you know, viral video out of that awkward interview she did with the BBC interviewer. So, yeah, the promotion has been hot and heavy for this. Disney's obviously putting a lot of eggs into this basket, hoping to capitalize on the pre-summer buzz. I want to talk about Sam Raimi as the director of this film. I mean, there are a lot of people who are going to be checking out Oz and might not even be familiar with Sam Raimi and are just going to go see it because of the familiarity of Oz and the name, and maybe they know Franco and Michelle Williams and people like that. But I think he's an inspired choice for this kind of film because – outside of the Spider-Man trilogy, which he directed, he tends to lean a little bit more towards horror, the Evil Dead films, Darkman. He, right before getting out of Spider-Man 3 and cleansing his palate before going into Oz, he did Drag Me to Hell. Mm-hmm. So very strange films before going into a family-friendly movie like this. But still, I think he's the right choice for a director.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about Sam Raimi? Sam Raimi is one of these directors that was born out of the horror genre, you know? And you look at some of these guys that came from horror and sort of B-movies back in the day that have turned into these blockbuster directors. James Cameron is another one who came from those roots. And there's a bunch of them that came from those sort of roots. And, you know, Sam Raimi is he's a versatile guy. And these are the directors that I really enjoy. He's also a very warm man.
Right.
I think I mentioned this last week. He's one of the few directors that still calls it a picture when you're interviewing him. Martin Scorsese also does that as well. And he can kind of jump between a big superhero movie like Spider-Man. He can do a horror movie like Drag Me to Hell. He can do Oz the Great and Powerful, which is a big family film. And I also, you know, he's just a smart director
right.
who, when you let him do his thing, has really great ideas. You know, I think that's what happened with the later Spider-Man, Spider-Man 3, and then the Spider-Man 4 that didn't happen. I think the studio was trying to, you know, tinker with his plan, which I think was the downfall of the last one and, you know, the Spider-Man 4. So I think when you kind of let him go, he's just one of the best directors working today.
I hope so.
You know, and I said this to you, I think, last week, too. If Oz the Great and Powerful makes $1 billion, Disney is not going to let this guy go.
Right.
You know, does he get a Star Wars movie?
Or does he want one, even, too? He seems to be one of those guys who changes directions often. And anytime you sort of want to push him in a direction, he already has his next thing lined up and he heads in that direction. So
yeah, it'll be interesting to see where he goes. But I'm really excited because Sam Raimi has such a creative mind. And I haven't seen Oz the Great and Powerful yet. You're seeing it tonight.
I see it tonight. And I don't know what to expect from it. I mean, I've really come full circle on it. I was not gung-ho for it. I don't don't necessarily want prequels to, you know, not just established films, but like timelessly beloved films like The Wizard of Oz. And to me, a lot of times they feel like just an opportunity to, hey, let's cash in on a title that everybody knows and people are going to come flock to it. But I did see Wicked on, you know, on the Broadway stage, and I loved the way that they filled in some of the gaps and showed you. It was like, hey, let's take a story that you know so well and make you see it through a different prism. And I thought that was really, really smart. And from everything I'm hearing about Oz the Great and Powerful, it's an interesting and engaging way to approach the Wizard of Oz story from a completely different angle. And so I've sort of turned my tide on it. I've changed my mind. I'm actually really looking forward to going tonight.
I'm looking forward to going as well. Now, they stripped it of its musical roots, I think, though. There's no musical numbers in this movie, is there?
No, I don't believe so. And I'm wondering how much time we're actually going to spend, like, outside of Oz. Mm-hmm. You do see some of the scenes in black and white of James Franco as a Kansas City magician. I think they found a really creative way of when Franco transitions over into Oz and they blow it out to color. And of course, that's one of the most famous transitions in cinema history. It seems like Raimi's getting a lot of really good opportunities to just be playful and have a really good time with some of the mythology that we know, but also updating it to modern technology. I'm excited.
Yeah, that's one of the things that when they first announced this movie, and a lot of people were like, oh, they're rehashing Oz, they're trying to milk it. But you know what? I grew up with The Wizard of Oz, and even as a little kid, I always said, I wish they could go back to Oz with new technology and just explore that world more than they could way back then. And they have over the years, but I think this is going to be the first one that truly sort of connects to that original film and blows it out more and explores the land of Oz more. Great cast, great director. I really don't I don't think you'll go and not like it. I've heard the criticisms are that they may have dumbed it down a little bit, but come on. I mean, the first Wizard of Oz, you know,
it's pretty simple.
Yeah, it's not exactly Memento.
Right. exactly.
So I feel like go expecting to enjoy a quote unquote Wizard of Oz movie. And on those levels, and take your kids, because I think this is going to be one of those movies where the kids just devour it like candy.
Yeah, my boys are definitely looking forward to it. We're planning on seeing it in 3D because everything we're hearing about the 3D and the IMAX is that it lives up to all of that. We both expect it to be a behemoth at the box office this weekend. If the word of mouth is really, really strong on it, it could stick around for a couple of weeks. And as Eric said, he's gone on record saying it could be the year's first $1 billion earner. And I see no reason to shoot that down. I think it has a very good chance of getting there.
I agree. His name is Sean O'Connell. My name is Eric Davis. We are both recommending Oz the Great and Powerful to go see in theaters this weekend. And we'll check in on you next week and talk to you then.